following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You always change your oil, but this July at Napa, change what you pay for a change. Get 5 quarts of any Castrol conventional motor oil and a Napa silver oil filter for just $19.99. So hurry into your local Napa and start saving on your changing today. Napa know-how. Save more, pay less, more or less. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/12. See store for details.
Buying a new car is easier when you can see the things that really matter. Now, KellyBlueBooksKBB.com gives you a whole new way to look at your new car decision by shedding light on everything that counts. KBB.com compares the long-term costs of maintenance, insurance, and gas so you can decide which car is right for you. And we'll show you what you should pay based on what other people have paid for the same model. Everything you need to make a smart new car decision illuminated right in front of your eyes at KBB.com. Visit the trusted resource today.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Happy 5th of July. Glad to have you all back from that 4th of July holiday weekend. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And pleased to have with our special co-host today, Jimmy Langan. And I don't even know how to introduce you, James, because you've done so many things over your career. You've coached, you've reffed, you've umpired, you've principled, you've AD'd. I mean, what should we introduce you as
today? I don't know. You do all those things, you make a lot of friends, don't you?
I'm expecting a lot of calls or at least some emails today, and we've already got a couple of them in the hopper here that, they want to talk about all the perfection that you have every time you step on the court or the field, about how you've never missed a call.
Well, that's not true, but I was kind of hoping we had a 10-second delay here, and I found out we did not, and that's going to put a damper in my performance. I can see that.
Well, we figured if if Big Daddy back in the day, if we could get him through, we could get just about anybody through. But how was the 4th? Anything special?
No, nothing special.
You have it on a Wednesday. It's seriously, it seemed like Sunday all day yesterday.
All I did was prepare for the show.
Well, now, in all seriousness, as we're having different co-hosts, and everybody's been, I guess I just will address this, a lot of people have been asking me, who's going to replace Big Daddy? What are you going to do? How soon are you going to name somebody? Folks, this is no rush. As I tell everybody that asks me, I said, Kelly Ripa hasn't replaced Regis Philbin, and they seem to be doing just fine. So we're going to be bringing in a lot of different folks. In fact, Greg Shea is going to be on tomorrow's show. We're going to have Monty Kratzenstein. We're going to have Damon Day. We're going to have a lot of other people. I got a whole list of them. I'm not going to run them all down, but we've got them coming up. We've already had a couple of great co-hosts earlier this week. I got Andy Griffith from Midway coming in next Thursday. I mean, you don't have to have ever been behind a microphone to come in. I mean, Big Daddy, he was a star. He was a star on the court, and we got him in here. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to do that for quite a while. Mike Will will be joining me, our sports director in Hastings, quite often. He's going to go to Big Ten Media Days with me, which is coming up at the end of the month. But everybody that comes on, Jim, I know a lot of people think they know you, but give us your background, start, you know, from what you've been doing, where you went to school, all that stuff, because not everybody, they know you running up and down the court a little bit, but they don't know a lot about Jim Langan, maybe. Give us a little background.
I went to high school in Gibbon. And then I went to Kearney State College, got a job in Ravana, and coached there. A lot of sports in Ravana.
Yeah.
And then I went on to SEM. I stayed at Ravana for 17 years and went on to SEM for 15 years. So I've only been at two schools. But and then I've officiated basically, you know, football, basketball, and baseball.
I mean, of course, I have to remind myself of this as I'm getting older and older and older. I mean, I've seen you doing this gig ever since I've been around it, and I'm 17 and 15, and that adds up so quickly. I can't believe you started when you were just 9 years old doing games. But you know, and speaking of UNK and Kearney State, Mitch Johnson is going to join us on the program today. He's going to be coming up towards the bottom of the hour. Mitch is in the UNK Hall of Fame, a great football player and baseball player. He is going to be enshrined into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame in September. The Nebraska Football Hall of Fame, we had this story a couple of weeks ago. A lot of ex-Huskers, but then they go out and they find one, two, or three guys from the state college system, and they bring them in every year. And this year, a couple of them, Mitch Johnson and Jim Irwin, are both old Kearney State players. And just reading some of this, you know, for Mitch, he had 18 picks in his career. Jim, one of the leading receivers back when they never threw the football. So you have some, you know, Mitch a little bit. I'm looking forward to that talk.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't, it'll be looking forward to Mitch too. You know, Mitch was a little older than I was, you know, but my freshman year, he was a senior. So I got to see him play, and he was a great baseball player as well as football player. In fact, Jerry Heisher at one time said he might have been able to play basketball too. He told me that.
Back in the day, I mean, you think of Tom Kropp, and there's so many other guys. I don't know what it is, and I know there's a lot of great athletes out there, but I think we've seen the specialization pretty much take over. You just don't see kids at the collegiate level able to play more than one sport now. There are some kids that I think tracks the beneficiary of all that. You can play football or volleyball, and you're still going to be staying in shape at track. But to play football and baseball in this day is just basically unheard of.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I think sometimes the coaches now maybe don't share as well as they did then. You know what I mean? So, you know, Mitch was there when Tom Kropp about that same time. And, you know, when Tom got drafted in a couple sports, you know, Arizona State wanted Tom Kropp to play baseball for him. So, I mean, you know, so one thing with Mitch is, you know, Tom took a lot of that attention, and Mitch was just a step maybe below Tom, you know, as far as that. But, you know, because of Tom, maybe people didn't talk about Mitch so much.
A lot of talk has been going on over the last couple of years about UNK moving to the MIAA. You were there in the heyday of the NAIA days where some of these schools, and I've referred this before, I'm not from Kearney, I'm from Nebraska, but, you know, in high school, I wasn't following Kearney State athletics every day like you'd follow the Huskers. A lot of people that are maybe your generation are fired up about seeing some of these old rivalries renewed. And I say, these kids don't know nothing about each other. They're not going to be rivalries, but it is going to be some good, intense sports. What's your take on UNK going to the MIAA?
Well, the first thing I'd think about was the travel. I mean, it would be amazing just not having to go to New Mexico Highlands and in that area. So, you know, but you're exactly right. You know, it's a whole different era. The places, the arenas were packed at that time in the 70s, you know, when you'd have those home games. So, I just can't put a finger on it myself even what it's going to quite be like.
We've also got Mr. Basketball and the Miss Basketball Showcase going on. We welcome everyone into Kearney. They'll be here the next 4 days. You've been a big part of that over the years. That is was a bit. We talked about it before going on here. That is a big, big tournament. But now there are so many of these that it's hard to tell. We've had NBA players and WNBA players, I believe now, that have played in this tournament. And there are always some good teams, but there are so many more options now. Doug Koster was one of the first guys to get this thing rolling. It's 21 years, I believe, this thing's been going on now, which is amazing.
Yeah, you know, I ref that for 17 years. And, you know, you do four games in the morning and then take four games off and then came back and did four games. So, yeah, I got to see a lot of really good players play. And like you said, there was a lot of good players in NCAA. And a lot of coaches came in, too. A lot of the Big Eight at that time, coaches came in. So
we've had – I knew we were going to get a few of these. So let's get into the emails. Jim Langan is my co-host here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. This comes from John and Kearney. He says – I think Mr. Langan should be tested for happy pills because while on the sidelines, I've never seen him get upset with a call. He is just a class act from a coach, AD, and official.
That's very nice. I appreciate that.
I can't believe, you know.
Yeah, somebody, I must have had that staged.
Cheap paycheck, whatever
there you go.
That is. Talk about, let's face it, everybody wants to yell at officials. and it's and you very rarely get, hey, the winning coach usually walking off court, hey, good job today. Good job today, guys. Good job today. We talk about how the game has changed from coaching and kids specializing. How's it changed from the officiating standpoint? You can pick any of the sports.
Well, you know, I think one of the things is now we have so many cameras at these games, you do see replay. And you do see that there's calls that are missed.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, one thing, replay, when it first started, it seemed to me that the officials were kind of going, hey, that guy got that right. You know, I mean, so there for a while when it first came in, it was like, hey, they're better than we thought they were. But now it's kind of going the other direction on replay. And they really seem to show the ones that we miss, you know.
Well, there's no excitement in the other ones.
No.
When's the last time? Because this happened here recently, too. There was and I'm very vague on this because I don't remember the exact circumstance. Somebody said there was a article out there about like 30. It was like a little test. What you've always grown up thinking the rule was actually isn't the rule. When's the last time you went, really, that's the rule? I've been doing this for 32 years and...
Well, unfortunately, one time I was working the Nebraska Cranes. And, you know, sometimes you're out of your comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
And the two coaches, one of them is Jim Price, who played for the Milwaukee Bucks. And he was an all-star in like 76 to 78, somewhere in there. And the other coach was Daryl Dawkins, and everybody knows Daryl Dawkins.
Love Daryl Dawkins.
And, you know, you walk out there and you introduce yourself. Yeah, Jim Langan. Yeah, I'm Daryl Dawkins. You know, so. I was doing a game, and, you know, that's 48 minutes. You're trying to survive it.
Yeah.
And at the 47th minute, there's a guy that was in the three-second lane with the ball on the floor with both knees. He just kind of got himself in a really bad position. And all of a sudden, he stands up. Well, immediately I call him for traveling, and I was really proud of that call. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at the 10 players and the other official, and they're all looking at me. And I realized real quick that in the NBA, that's not traveling. In college, it is, and in high school, it is. And Daryl Dawkins looked at me, and I could, you know, and unfortunately, I had another minute to go. And you know how in the NBA, how 1 minute goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
an hour.
Right. I couldn't wait to get in the locker room. Never saw Daryl Dawkins again, though.
That was. I Daddy loved the Cranes. I liked the Cranes. It just never took off. That was fun, at least the games. And we got to see some personalities come into the arena, and Daryl Dawkins was one of them. That was awesome. Folks, we'd love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN. You can email the program, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Dan has chimed in here on a couple of different subjects. Spencer Schubert was in as my co-host from NTV on Tuesday, and Dan says, I'm glad to see NTV recognize those student-athletes up at Broken Bow. I've had the opportunity to umpire many games at Broken Bow over the last 3 years, including two right after the tragedy. These kids, along with Coach Poplin, have had an incredible attitude. The first few games back were rough for them, but they seem to have hit their stride and are playing very well. What a class act Coach P is, and I can't say enough good things about him. Looking forward to working with their league championship game next week, and it also helps their success that Kirby Poplin is a stud baseball player. He goes, his on-base percentage must be around 700 this year. And you can go to ntv.com and see the story that the guys did. They played in Kearney over the weekend and did very well, and Spencer got a chance to catch up with him. Then on a separate note, Jim Langan is co-host? Question mark. It'll be as if Daddy never left. Funny guy who should bring a lot to your show, coming from a former student who played basketball for 2 years and golf for him for 4 years. This former student says you made it interesting, to say the least. I've always enjoyed your show and tune in whenever I can. Daddy can't be replaced, Dan. So there you go.
Yeah, that was nice.
Difference between, because in the small schools, let's face it, at SEM, you're AD, principal, and you were a football coach before you stepped down this past year from all those. It might make discipline a little interesting, and then you have to coach your team, you have to get the field ready. I know you have help, but in Class C, and especially in Class D, you got to do a lot of work besides just coach a ball club. Talk about the challenges there are with that, because that's a full day. Then you go out and do other activities, other reffing activities when you can.
Yeah, well, I, like I said, the SCM probably just put up with me for a lot of years, you know. But I'll, yeah, it was, I mean, I enjoyed doing that. I mean, I've, you know, my hobbies are athletic, going to athletic events, you know. So I, you know, I, actually my hobbies, sometimes I get to go to a game and instead of sitting in the crowd, I'm actually reffing the game. But I just enjoy, you know, doing all those activities. And I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of good years at both Ravan and SCM. And I, you know, I suppose I kept busy, but it was things I really wanted to do. I actually got paid to do things that I wanted to do.
And you got some good kids over there at SCM. I always thought SCM always seemed to be in the district or something with the team that happened to be going to the state finals that year. But you had some good, and still do, but last couple of years, your boys especially, and before that, the girls' teams had made some, Coach Long over there doing some good things. In the Fort Kearney, it's always a fun conference to cover.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to think when I first started, you know, we were not having a lot of success, and I'm not saying that we ever won state championships and stuff like that, but we definitely got competitive. You know, and people couldn't take us for granted. You know, when you saw us coming over, you had to prepare for us to beat us, and that was one thing I wanted to do, and yeah, we had a lot of good coaches there, and Ron Long was one of them. You're right.
And one of the best football games, if it wasn't the best, especially non-playoff, but one of the best games we did last year was you guys over at Pleasanton, and that's got its own rivalry there, and taking the bus down the gravel road to shave off about 30 miles so you don't have to take the oiled route, and showing up just a little late just so everybody wonders where you are because you had a game plan, and you run the swinging gate to perfection. Yeah. And I mean, that was just a great game. And I know, not, you know, if you were at a Kearney High or a Grand Island or a Hastings game, you didn't see it, but I mean, it's just, that was fun.
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, it's one of those games that on the bus, I felt real bad that we lost, but I thought we competed well. You know, it was one of those games we didn't turn the ball over, you know, the whole game. We had to do that to have a chance to win. And, you know, we really did fairly well that day. Our offense looked pretty good. We were 2-for-2 on field goals. I mean, you know, there was a lot of things you really couldn't take back. You know, they just seemed to, every time they threw a pass, it went for a touchdown. We just couldn't stop that thing. And it wasn't anybody's fault. Our defensive coordinator did as good as we could, and our players were there and just couldn't make the plays.
It was just a good game. A couple jump balls.
Exciting,
great,
yeah.
Catches. It was a fun time. And before you know it, we're less than 2 months away from kicking it off, which seems earlier than ever. Some kids are going to be playing on August 23rd, that Thursday night. You've got a game the first night.
Yeah, I work with a crew at a Grand Island. With Tim Higgins is on that crew, Tino Martinez, Red Vernal from Kearney. And we go up, and we're doing a game at Seacrest, I think, and it's Fremont at Lincoln East in the first game out on a Thursday, right?
Two questions about that crew, because, again, I've gotten to know these guys over the years. Red Varinal, a buddy here from Kearney. Here's the question. Has he ever thrown his flag?
Hey, oh, yeah, Red'll throw his flag. Can you believe he put you on the spot like that, Red? I'm going to defend your honor here. Yeah. No, Red's a great official, does a good job spotting the ball, and is steady, keeps us out of trouble.
Was it you? You're usually the white hat, but not always. Was it you or him that the game started and you realized you didn't have your whistle on? Was it you or Varinalt that did that?
That was not me.
And now Higgins has been bringing up this story for years because he umpired with Big Daddy. And Big Daddy's pants had a malfunction. And so Higgins had to do both games behind the plate, and he has never letting Daddy forgot that. You got a good Higgins story that you can share with us?
There's plenty of Tim Higgins stories. The best Tim Higgins story I have is Tim and I will be refereeing like in Gibbon, and it'll be Kearney Catholic at Gibbon, and you know, before the game we're trying to pregame, we want things to go well, we're talking a little bit about it, and then he puts things right in perspective. He goes, hey, guess where my brother John's working at today? I go, I don't know, what's he got? Purdue, Indiana. You know, so we're leaving the floor, you know, we're kind of going, hey.
Oh, that's a good fraternity to be in. And you mentioned Gibbon. I was doing some research for some sports over the weekend here. And the Junior Golf Amateur Championships are going to be played up at Norfolk. And there's always some good golfers from around here. More the guys than the girls. But then Danielle Lemick's going to be going. She won 4 match plays. Now she's going for 4 stroke plays. And I look down and I see the normals. I see Barrett from Hastings. I see, you know, Hannon from Hastings. I see the Gross Nicholas boys from Aurora. I see Dowling and Petrie from Kearney and Wiebe from Sutton. But I don't see Reinertsen. Riley, who's always 1, 2, 3, is not on the list. And I say, so I speaking of Gibbon, I get a hold of father, coach, Paul. And I say, what's going on? what's going on with Riley, because I'm hoping he's not sick or something weird's going on. And I'm hoping that this is when one of his national tournaments are going on. So instead of Norfolk next week, Riley is going to be playing in the Junior Worlds in San Diego.
Yeah.
Where temperatures are expected to be in the mid-70s. He won that meet down at Arbor Links here last month, and that qualified him. So he'll be in the Junior Worlds in San Diego. Sorry, Norfolk can't make it.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, I've known Paul for a long, you know, because you know, he was at Ravana, you know, like in 78, yeah. And I got there like in 81. So, you know, you'd hear a lot of Paul Reinertsen stories, anyone in Gibbon, and that's where I'm from. So there's kind of a, you know, we've got a little, yeah.
Little history.
Yeah, there. Right there.
Hey, folks, if you want to join us on the program, love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. James in Grand Island says that your true hobby is the racetrack. Would you like to address James on that?
I've been there a time or two. In fact, when I was like 18 years old, I lost $2, and I've been trying to get it back ever since.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mitch Johnson going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame is coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll do that right after. Do we got a caller, Jeff, or do we want to go to?
Yeah, we got a friend here from SEM, so let me put him on the line real quick.
All right. Before we go to break, phone rings. We want to talk to people, so we'll do that before we head into break here. And while we get that all hooked up, folks, don't forget Bruce Furniture is there for you in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Just right for you for new furniture, and they'll take your trade-ins on your in-home pieces that still have some good life in them. So if you're on the brink of deciding to buy some new furniture, you owe it to yourself to see Bruce Furniture, and maybe the deal will do the magic to solve two issues. Get a little cash for the furniture getting rid of, and getting the best in all of Nebraska. Bruce Furniture there for you. Check them out. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Who are we chatting with?
Hey, this is Sean in Kearney.
Hey, what's going
Formerly
on?
Formerly in Sumner.
Formerly of Sumner. What do you got for me today?
Well, I just wanted to say, I was going to school there at SEM when we were having kind of the down period, not so much success. I think that was a real nice way of putting it. But, you know, when Jim Lange came in, he sure made things a lot of fun. He was our coach in football there for the first year. And I really think that helped out a lot. That turned people's attitudes around. And, you know, attitude is everything when it comes to athletics. But I really appreciated Jim and liked having him as an administrator, too. So thanks for the time, guys.
Sean, hey, thank you. And I've enjoyed our relationship over the last 15 years, too. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Take care. Yeah, a lot of things have to come together when it comes to coaching. I want to touch on that, but let's take a break. And your calls, come on in. And Mitch Johnson going to join us. That's all coming up after this.
Away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pick up a 64-ounce bottle of Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash for $2.99. Safely remove dirt and contaminants with Meguiar's Deep Crystal Car Wash, $2.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wait, so I'm not eating barbecue right now?
Are you messing with us?
You're eating a chip. They're smokehouse-style barbecue ruffles.
But it tastes like delicious smoky barbecue.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. How are you not getting this?
So it's not actual barbecue.
I was gonna ask if you were raised by wolves, but I think even wolves would get this idea.
Ruffles. Snack like you mean it.
The Kearney Country Club invites you to register today for their annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble August 4th and 5th. Your entry fee includes 2 rounds of golf, cart, steak dinner, Calcutta, and 4 complimentary drink tickets. Friday includes a practice round and 6 p.m. shootout. Get your entries in today for the preferred tee time of 8 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. Saturday, with everyone going Sunday at 10. You can download an entry form at ESPNSuperstation.com or call the Pro Shop to enter your team in the annual Coors 4-Person Golf Scramble at the Kearney Country Club.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for thoroughbred racing from 20 tracks, including Lincoln, Belmont, and Lone Star. Continuous action from 11:45 a.m. Enjoy Friday night Angus prime rib and racing to midnight from Hollywood Park. plus Keno, sandwiches, salads, full dining, and bar. Race to the finish line, Grand Island, number one for food and fun.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. The next chapter in one of baseball's biggest rivalries comes this weekend. Derek Jeter and the Yankees lead the way in the AL East as they head into Boston to face the Red Sox.
Got a chance and it's gone. Home run, David Ortiz the opposite way.
Yankees and Red Sox, first pitch Sunday night at 7:05 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Heat advisory in effect until 9 Friday, hazy, muggy. 101 today, isolated thundershowers a possibility. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 88.
He's on the dance floor yelling Freebird, singing off pitch, but he knows every word. Grabs him a girl and he holds on tight. He's chasing everything in sight. He'll fall apart.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Chevrolet Buick Cadillac is there for you. The Midway Auto Group is waiting to take care of you. You can go to thinkmidway.com. And the finance staff at Midway is there for you as well. Get a low-interest automobile loan by working with a network of lenders. They make their customers' dreams of owning a new or pre-owned vehicle a reality. Receive an automobile loan that you can afford by filling out their secure online finance application and check out all the vehicles on the lot because they put them there at thinkmidway.com. You get a picture of them. You get a view of the interior, the exterior. You can take a little video tour of some of them. It's just like you're there on the lot. The Midway Auto Dealerships taking care of you. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Chevrolet Buick Cadillac of Kearney. Did you watch the hot dog eating contest yesterday?
I watched a little bit of it, you know, like the first minute and a half, and I got the gist of it.
This is the first year I haven't actually watched it in a long time, but it is disgusting. And with Joey Chestnut now, there's no... I guess it's just not as exciting because you know he's going to win. It's all about eating hot dogs. And our annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest is 1 week from tomorrow at the air-conditioned Hilltop Mall. Not like the 90-degree temperatures they were on at Coney Island yesterday. But we will have a lot of folks, and we want you to be a part of it. It's very open, folks. There's no real way to tell who professional and amateur eaters are in this part of the nation. So email us or call us, and we will get your name on the list. All the requirements are you'll sign the declaration form when you arrive on Friday the 13th. Need to be at the Hilltop Mall by 11. It'll take about 90 minutes of your day because everybody has to get sat down, introduced, sign the forms. 30 minutes instead of 10. You can sit there, and if you can call it leisurely eat as many hot dogs as you can from Troutman's. And as we say, they're way better and they're bigger than what they serve up at Coney Island. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, or give us a buzz, 888-455-ESPN. Doug Duda with Jim Langan, my special co-host today. And let us bring in our first guest of the program, who is going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. He is already in the UNK Athletic Hall of Fame and a standout not only in football but in baseball. A four-year starter from 73 to 76 and was named Nebraska's College Athlete of the Year in 1977, and that is Mitch Johnson. And Mitch, that's a lot of accolades, and you can add another one. Congratulations, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, guys, I appreciate it, and hi to Mr. Langan there. It's been a while since I've seen him.
And Mitch, I was excited you're going to be on because I can sure talk about a lot of things you did well.
Well, let's just leave out the other things that you might know.
I think we'll both do that. Let's promise both of us will leave those things out, and this show should go well.
Mitch,
hey, guys, don't answer this question, but you must be having a slow day, and I appreciate you asking me to come on.
Hey, the 5th of July is one of our hot days of the year. I'll tell you what. Mitch, no, thanks so much. I wanted to get you on, and we might track down Jim a little bit closer to September. But every year when the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame comes out, obviously, it's loaded with Huskers, and then you see two or three other players out there. When folks are going into Hall of Fames, one of our favorite questions is, give us your reaction when you found out about this.
Well, obviously, I was very surprised. And at the same time, I'm not going to tell anybody that I'm not excited about it, because I am. And I also know that, you know, there's only one or two small college guys are going to get in a year, and I understand that. So to be selected with only a few, it's I'm very proud to represent, you know, I still call it Kearney State, now UNK, and everybody that that assisted me in getting to that point, because there's a lot of people that got to help you along your way in your life, and I had a lot of that. So I'm very happy to have those people, as I say, go in with me. So I was very excited.
Hey, Mitch, you know, I remembered playing. I was a freshman when you were a senior, I believe, and I remember you playing. And I saw you hit one of the longest home runs. I think went to the Kearney High School parking lot. I was amazed by that. But, hey, can you help me out a little bit? I was trying to remember this just today. When you played, did you guys go to Hawaii ever?
Yep, that was the first year. And, you know, I told Coach Murray this. You know, the one thing about Coach Murray was that he taught me was to think big. And I can still... And this goes back a long time, guys. I can still see him walking down the hallway, and I'm coming at me, and he goes, "Hey, we're going to go to Hawaii next year." And I said, "All right, Coach," you know. And then you walk by, and you go, "Okay." And by golly, the next thing I know, he's got a tournament set up, and we're in there with Florida State and USC, who, you know, was in their prime at the time. Hawaii, which, quite frankly, was rated one in the country at the time. And then I think you had UNLV and another Hilo, I believe, and Kearney State. But I got to tell you, that was a great experience and a great time.
Hey, the way I remember it, I think we played USC, and I think we lost 7-6 or something like that. Is that correct, Mitch?
Yeah, we played everybody twice. And the story I remember is Coach Dato showed up in about the third or fourth inning. Think about that. And he's handing out silk Hawaiian shirts to all of his players. I have no idea if that was legal or illegal, but he didn't show up, and he looked at the scoreboard, and then I think he thought, "Whoa, we better get going here." And then they got us in the last inning. So, you know, it's not like we got blown out by everybody, but we got to play everybody twice. And like I said, it was a great experience. If we could have pulled that one off, I'd keep you guys on the phone for a long time. We'd go inning by inning.
Yeah, that's right. And Mitch, and Doug, I remember this. Mitch, you did make the all-tourney team, and there were some nice players on that team at that time. So congratulations on just that one tournament.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
Mitch Johnson is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. He's going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. He was inducted into the UNK Athletic Hall of Fame back in 1988. We talked about this earlier in the show, Mitch. You just don't see the dual sport athletes. And we threw out Tom Crop in your era, and there's so many other schools and so many other names. Even back in the day with the Huskers, you had some guys. It is so rare. And we mentioned maybe a track athlete can do it and play another sport. But talk about what it was like being a multi-sport athlete in the 70s.
Well, you know, like most of us growing up in Nebraska, you just went from sport to sport. So to be honest with you guys, it really wasn't that big a deal for me, because that's what I was used to doing. If anything, it was a little weird just doing two sports, because as we all grew up, like I said, you just did them all, and that was the beauty of growing up in a small town. So, you know what? For me, guys, I needed that discipline. So more time on my hands was not good for me. So having all that structure in my life and the people that were running the programs, that was absolutely the thing that I needed. So I'm not trying to make it as a big deal, but for me it really wasn't. It was just something I was used to, and it worked out.
Well, we love all the Tom Crop stories anytime we can talk about them here. But you might be one of the guys that go, "I was sick of that guy." Central City Aurora, UNK, you know, the things that he did here. But some great athletes at that time. And Jim mentioned earlier that maybe you were even overshadowed a little bit because of all the great things that Coach Crop was able to accomplish.
Well, listen, I'm not on his level, but I will tell you, I told the story the other day. You know, Tom grew up, we grew up 18 miles away from each other, and in 1971, we were ranked one in the paper in one state, they were ranked one in the state in the other paper in basketball, and we played him in regular season, we beat him in overtime, and it was a horrible game. It was like 48-46. There were so many missed shots. So then, guess what? We got to play him in the finals of districts, and I'll never forget this. You know, Tom was all about the team game. We got up 9-0. Well, back then, you know, if you got down 10, it was almost like it was over. I remember running back, and he looked at his dad, and it was almost like, "Go ahead," and Tom took over, and we got beat by about 13, and I'm still not over it. So we didn't get to go to state. There was no wild card back then, and So he broke my heart there, but then we played a game against Wayne State in football. I got caught for a safety. Tom kicks off, goes over everybody's head. We end up winning the game, and he bailed me out. So,
what? And it was a lot tougher to get to state tournaments back in the day. More schools. You had regionals for some schools. It wasn't just beat three teams and get to the state tournament. Mitch Johnson with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about your teams at UNK. Jim touched a little bit on the baseball, but how were the teams? I see what the records were, but take us through those times.
Well, I will tell you that we always had good players. Back then, it was a little bit, if you didn't make it in Nebraska, or at least this is how I recall it, you know, a lot of those guys would transfer to Kearney. And so we just had really good athletes. And I try and tell people, you know, I have 18 interceptions, but the reason is because really nobody could run against us. So they had to pass. And, you know, it wasn't like 20 guys were going out for a pass back then. And Coach Renner always had us well prepared, and so, you know, you send out three or four guys. I kind of had an idea what was going on, and so I was very fortunate. But we had a lot of good players. My senior year, we were 9-1, and we lost to Fort Hays, and here again, I'm not over that. So we end up being co-champs in the new conference. But that new conference, you know, which is Kearney's going back into, as far as I was concerned, the best thing that happened to us, because, you know, you got to go play new teams, better teams, and they didn't know us. We didn't know them. But our first year in there, we went in there and we made sure everybody knew who Kearney State was after that first season. So a lot of fun, a lot of good players, and I just happened to be fortunate enough to be a part of that.
Mitch Johnson with us here for another couple of minutes. He's been in the UNK Athletic Hall of Fame. He's going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. As everybody, as every athlete and coach talks about, it's the one or two or three losses. It's not the tens and twenties and hundreds of wins. But, Mitch, I am a little bit curious, and you kind of touched on it. UNK, we talked about this. They're going into a new conference. Do you still keep an eye on the Lopers quite a bit?
Always. The town and the school and the people, and I know a lot of them now are retired and have moved on, but that place will always mean something to me. And so I'm always tracking the box scores and always following, you know, how the True Blue's doing. I just had a niece that graduated from there, so I usually know somebody that's out there. So I'm always always wanting to know how they're doing and always rooting for the blue and gold.
Athletes always say it hasn't sunk in yet. You received so many of these accolades. When did it sink in for you? When did you realize, you know what, it wasn't so bad?
You mean this current one?
No, well, any of them. Any of the. I don't know if the current one sunk in, but, you know, going to the UNK Hall, all the things that happened when you got out of high school and college. Has it ever sunk in?
I'm not sure it really sinks in until you show up and see everybody there, and then you go in. Just don't make a fool out of yourself. So I still have that to be worried about a little bit. But I think as time goes on, you know, I never take it for granted. Or I always think, hey, that is pretty cool, and I'm feel pretty fortunate. So, yeah, this current one, I don't think it'll really hit me until the banquet that night.
Well, Mitch, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of new things are going on with UNK and the old Kearney State, and what a time it was. And there was I think Buck was reporting in the Kearney Hub, the Guy Murray Endowment Fund, somebody made a $25,000 contribution there. I don't know if you got a chance to see that article, but again, folks are taking care of what's going on here. And another one of the Loper greats, Mitch Johnson, going in to the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. So congratulations from all of us, and hopefully we'll get to see you down there for that Husker game in September.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it very much.
Take care. So
take care, Mitch.
All right, see you. Yeah, see you.
Mitch Johnson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It was a different time. This is before me, but it was a different time. And UNK, 28-9 in his football career at UNK. Big time. Big time.
Yeah, you know, Kearney State was always competitive and always has been. So, you know, it was those years you expected this to be, you know, 8-2, 9-1, and that's what happened.
Man. Long time at UNK. Our guest taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King has two locations in Kearney, near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, and next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Stop by today for the Whopper. It's been Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Also, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim Langan is my special co-host today, and we'll be back with more after this.
Celebrate the holiday weekend with Lowe's. Get gardening with colorful perennials, three for just $10. Plus, check out Whirlpool four-door refrigerator with $2,499. Now just $1,999 for a savings of $500. Plus, get additional 10% off all major appliances, $299 or more. And take advantage of 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through July 8th. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offers. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Losing an irrigation system this summer could be costly. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, they offer replacement cost coverage for center pivot irrigation systems on qualifying units. Replacement cost coverage allows you to purchase a new system or parts, subject to policy provisions and reducing the need to search for outdated parts or to wait for used systems to become available. To learn more, contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Heat advisory. In effect until 9 Friday, hazy, muggy. 101 today, isolated. Thundershowers a possibility. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 88.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I almost forgot this because I was fired up to start the show today, but every once in a while I got to be PO'd about something. So I'm driving back to work for the show, okay? And again, to let people know, the first thing I do in the morning is not show up here at the studio at 10:50 to do the show. I get here about 6:30 in the morning, take care of all this morning sports cast, prep the show, get it going, and then however much time is left between, and it's usually 60 to 90 minutes, go home, get ready for the day. Love fireworks. Now, I'm not a huge firework junkie. I don't go spend $500 or $1,000 and not being part of the Neighborhood Coalition, I don't get charged that either. But I like watching them. I enjoy them. I like the 4th of July. And then, as I've seen on the 3rd and the 4th, got to go be with some friends on both nights, so that was cool. You shoot off your fireworks. What do you do after you do that? You clean it up, people. You clean it up. 27th and A Street, I'm calling you out. I gave you till darn near 11 o'clock this morning. I don't even always take that route. 27th and A. Are you kidding me? Kearney, 27th and A. Broom it up. Let's go. All right? I'll call you out once in a while. Hope there's nobody I know and nobody that's really big that's going to pummel me. I'll bring a broom over and help you. 27th and A.
That was Doug was talking there, just so we get to make sure everybody knows that.
Good Lord. If you're going to blow it up, clean it up. Let's go, people. Let's go to our poll question for the day at ESPNSuperstation.com. Over the 4th of July, our question was, who missed their call as a competitive eater? Basically, who do you think could have been a great competitive eater? Michael Phelps is already known about how great an eater he is and all the Subways that he and pack away. Well, he's actually the winner at 36%. Charles Barkley and John Daly at 23%. Babe Ruth, who I picked, at 18%. Who do you think would have been a good eater there?
I'm just going to go with Charles Barkley on that. Yeah,
yeah, Spencer took that on Tuesday, too. Yeah, I think he could handle some food.
He'd sure make it fun. It's going to be a fun, yeah.
Today's poll question, who will win the men's draw at Wimbledon? A lot of intriguing stories. You got Novak Djokovic against Roger Federer in one semifinal, and Great Britain just hoping Andy Murray can do it. He takes on Joe Wilfried Tsonga in the other semifinal, and since Nadal got beat out, that gave Murray the best opportunity to make it into the final, and it's going to be a tough road. Tsonga's playing very well. Who will win the men's draw? Are you a tennis fan at all, Jimmy?
No, but I'll go with Andy Murray.
That would be awesome. I mean, I want to see Andy Murray win it. Djokovic won it last year. Federer's won it enough. Tsonga's on the way up. I want Murray to win it. Djokovic's pretty good. I'm going to stay with Novak to repeat. You can vote today, folks, at ESPNSuperstation.com. It gets you points towards our Hy-Vee Rewards Club, and it's all there, ESPNSuperstation.com. In the women's semifinals this morning, Serena Williams was able to beat Victoria Azarenka 6-3, 7-6, winning the tiebreaker 8-6. She'll take on Radzwana from Poland. Hell yeah. She won at 6-3, 6-4, and so that women's final is set for Saturday. NBA news. I know you follow a little bit of hoops, maybe a little bit more than tennis. The big story this morning, Steve Nash, who kind of said in an interview a couple of times he'd probably never, ever even consider going to the Lakers. Evidently, Kobe Bryant paid him a visit, and now he's going to the Lakers instead of the Knicks. And when it comes to L.A. and New York, that's like sticking me in both arms with needles. But I just figured out I'd rather see him play for the Lakers than the Knicks. Everybody's trying to stay in touch with the Heat, Jimmy. What do you think?
I one thing I heard on the radio, I can't remember who said it, but it might have been on TV. I was listening, but some guy said, "Hey, you know, I only want to play about 12 to 15 minutes a game, you know, so I'm going to stick around and play and want this." And I thought, well, I didn't know that was a choice. You know, I didn't know you just get to play. You know, you had to pick. Hey, I just, because, you know, when I coached, I kind of decided how long you were going to play. You know?
You're good enough to help us win. You're playing. Yeah. You're playing. But Steve Nash is going from Phoenix to the Lakers, and Michael Beasley is going to Phoenix. And so there you go. Jason Kidd is who said. Jeff said Jason Kidd. They're trying to keep him with the Mavs.
That's who it was, Jason Kidd.
They're getting older before our very eyes. It's hard to believe. So there you go. Also, a couple other sports notes here. A lot of ex-Huskers and Tervell Delagnev, but a lot of names we recognize, are going to be competing in the London Olympics. The very latest, Jordan Larson. She made the 12 women volleyball team that's going over to London. They're ranked number one in the country, but five veterans, and of course when you play only 4 years, it's hard to sustain being to the Olympic Games more than once in your life. Seven of them are rookies, but Husker volleyball fans, you remember Destiny Hooker from Texas. You got Tom and Akindewo. I know I screwed that up, but to Logan Tom, who thought about coming to Nebraska, she went to Stanford. Megan Hodge from Penn State. You got kids from Long Beach State, Minnesota, Hawaii, Washington. They look to be pretty competitive over there in London, but you know, at least it gives you another reason to watch the Olympics.
Oh yeah, it's always exciting, but yeah, no doubt.
Nancy Metcalf, who's been on the team before, is going to be an alternate, I guess, if somebody gets ill. I'm too ill to play in the Olympics. Why don't you go ahead and step in? So that's kind of what's going on in the world of sports. Jim Langan with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jimmy, All-Star Game, Kansas City. You love going to watch Royals games. Any chance you're going down next week?
No, but I'd love to go. I think that might be a tough ticket. You know, usually you can go to Kansas City and there's not a tough ticket, but I'm pretty sure this would be a tough ticket.
You want to give away any of your secrets? Because it really doesn't matter what ticket you get. You always have a good seat.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing, isn't it?
You got any pointers for the folks?
One thing that really helps out is if you're single.
Well, you're not dragging along.
The family of eight, you know, that makes a big difference. Yeah, so yeah.
What do you think? Are you tired of waiting for the Royals?
No, but my son at one time told me, he said, why did you pick these guys?
It can always be worse. You could be a Cub fan. I look forward to watching the All-Star game and listening to the All-Star game. All the activities are here on ESPN Radio, including the Home Run Derby on Monday and the game on Tuesday. Do you watch as much baseball as you used to?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, it's kind of amazing. I'll be at Memorial Field, and I may be taking tickets now or running the concession stand and announcing, and then I'll run down and umpire two games, and then I get home, and first thing I do is find out who's in Major League Baseball. So, yeah.
And I think they're able to keep, you know, you got Strasburg, you got Harper, the young guys of the Royals keep that interesting outside of Alex Gordon. You always want to see how he's doing. So there's just enough baseball, I think, to keep me interested throughout the year. I mean, when if it's the Yankees and the Dodgers in the World Series and there's college football, you know, I may be watching college football.
Yeah, the college football seems to take over the TV, doesn't it? You know, no matter who's playing. I think that one Christmas Day there was a bowl game. It was like the 19th ranked team playing the 22nd, and they had better TV, you know, score than, you know, than NBA basketball, and that was their opening day. So yeah, it's kind of amazing.
You like, speaking of football, you like this four-team playoff? You like what they're doing in college football?
You know, I think it's a step in the right direction. But, I mean, who says the last – I mean, if you only had two undefeated teams, there's no controversy. You have five undefeated teams, you're going to have some. So,
Jimmy, before we go into our last break, anything that you want to address, any topic that's on your mind, anything that you said, hey, I want to talk about this on the show today?
Well, I didn't know how many stories you were going to let me tell, but I've been fortunate. I've worked five state championship football games. I got to work the very first game ever played in Memorial Stadium, and it was like 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I worked it with Paul Baronic out of Ravana and Dan Meyer out of Grand Island, and Tim Higgins was there, and we were down there and getting ready to go to work the game, and it's a media frenzy. You walk in and 76,000 people, there's not. You know, I mean, you got 250 from, I believe, Milligan, and, you know, about 250 from Wabak, and maybe 150 people had nothing else going on that day, you know. But we're getting ready for the coin flip, and I've got the coin ready to go. And just before, about a minute before we're going to do the coin, all of a sudden Bill Lewis, in charge of the officials at that time, runs over to Tim Higgins and says, hey, give this to Jim. We want him to use this coin, and we're going to put it in the NSA Hall of Fame. So I grabbed it real quick, and I get up there, and I'm getting ready to have this coin flip. And all of a sudden, here come all these TV cameras, and immediately I'm going, uh-oh, this is pretty nervy right now, you know. So I'm up there, and everybody's got it, and I introduce the captains, and I skipped a part, and the part I skipped was, hey, this is heads and this is tails. I just flipped the coin, and some kid said heads, and I looked at the coin. I had no clue. It was like the state capitol or something. I just looked at him. I had a little window of time, about 3 seconds. I goes, heads it is.
It took me halfway through that story, but I remember you telling me that. Yeah, you look at those special coins, and what the hell's heads and what's tails?
Yeah, and I'm supposed to look at it, but.
Well, heads it is. Congratulations.
Yeah, exactly.
That was great because I had the opportunity before I moved to Kearney, Walt Smith and I at Ord called. That was a six-man game.
Yes, it was.
And they don't play the six-man championship. They play that here at UNK, and for a while they played it at home sites. It's not officially sanctioned by the NSAA anymore, but that was the first state football championship game at Memorial Stadium, and Wahlbach won the first state title. And my favorite story from that is, here's Doug and Walt coming from 2,880 population of Ord, Nebraska, to cover the Wahlbach side of things. We did their games, and this is before all the enhancements to the stadium, so we're going up like in a service elevator. Well, folks, if you like, okay, wrestling fans, the first time you went to the Quest Center, how anal it was, that was kind of how it is the football thing. Everything was tied down. You couldn't go where you weren't supposed to go. We arrive at the stadium at the exact, I mean, we're coming from the left and coming from the right, Jim Rose and Tommy Frazier, and they're doing the television. And we arrive at the elevator at the same time, and the security people just let us walk right onto the elevator, and they wouldn't let those guys go up because they didn't have any credentials.
A good idea.
Tommy Frazier in 96, 7, he'd been out of college, 2 years? Been around that stadium for 5? No, you can't go up, Tommy. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Capture and share the action of the X Games with the Sony NEX 5N. It's DSLR quality from a camera that fits in your pocket. With the interchangeable lens system, you'll always be able to capture what inspires you, no matter where you're sitting. and record all of the madness in full 1080 HD video. From X Games action to stunning scenery to fun with your friends, the NEX 5N's full-size sensor will get you large, beautiful images every time. Head over to sony.com/NEX to learn more.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to make sense of this Mayan calendar. It seems to end December 21st, 2012. That's unsettling. Oh well, still plenty of time this year to stay at Motel 6 and get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. And we're still taking reservations for after December 21st. All due respect to the Mayans. Sorry, King Kitnich Akolmonab. Nothing but love for you. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m. Not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar. Your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
The 2012 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City plays host as Rangers outfielder Josh Hamilton leads the American League against Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp in the National League.
Driven well, center field, turning, looking, gone.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game, Tuesday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Heat advisory, in effect until 9 Friday, hazy, muggy. 101 today, isolated thundershowers a possibility. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 88.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, giving you a heads up that you can be a part of Kearney's first night run and walk. Whether you want to run, whether you want to walk, doesn't matter. And when we say night, we mean 10 p.m. That's the night of July the 13th, a week from Friday. And the route begins on the Kearney Hike and Bike Trail, continues for approximately 2.5 miles. Registration fee is only $5. All the proceeds go to benefit the American Cancer Society. They've got a Facebook page. You can check that out. So if you go to Facebook, pull up Kearney Night Run, and you'll be able to find out more information on that. So starts campus, goes on the Kearney Hike and Bike Trail, all for the American Cancer Society. It is Friday night, July 13th at 10 o'clock, Kearney's first night run and walk. I've walked at night, not usually for my own health, though, as this would be. So sometimes you just got to get to a place from A to B. Jimmy Langan, you got a kid playing Legion baseball, so you're seeing that. We just we had Coach Archer on Monday. They're still playing good ball, but Kearney also getting some good competition this year. I think we're seeing some other teams improve. Grand Island's always right there, but Columbus and North Platte have given them a little bit of a run, and still Kearney finds a way to be towards the top of the league every year.
Yeah, they do. You know, Kearney's got a great program. You know, the Post 52 is where my son plays. He's on the Post 52. But all four teams, you know, that are playing in Kearney, it's a good program. And the Legion does takes a lot of pride in making sure things are done right.
What if I put you on the spot here? Because you've seen it. I've talked about it. And it's I always say I think one of the reasons that Kearney can have a good summer team, and I've talked to Grand Island folks as well, and they still find a way to do it. This spring baseball comes up all the time. When is Kearney going to get high school baseball? You got a thought on that one way or the other? Is it something they should have? Is it okay? It doesn't matter to you either way. I mean, I hear a lot of people, especially in the metro, they burn out. They burn out because it's a January to August season if you're good. And at this age, it's hard to throw kids' arms as much as you kind of need to do to get through 8 months of the year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's kind of a moot point because where Kearney's located at. You know, I mean, they maybe could have it if they wanted to have it. The thing of it is UNK has the field.
Yeah.
So I don't know what time they're going to practice. You know, that's going to be a problem. They're going to have to share that field with UNK. Grand Island doesn't share that with the college. But they're, you know, when you talk about East, that's where all the teams are at. You know, when they talk about even UNK, why do they change conferences back and forth? They're in the wrong spot. UNK, I mean, they're still a long drive from all the Missouri schools or a long drive from all the Colorado schools. And, you know, Kearney to play baseball in March and April, you know, you got to drive to Lincoln and Omaha. And how bad do you think they want to come here and play an away game in Kearney? Probably not as bad. And
especially midweek.
Schedule would be tough. But, you know, I agree, you know, the pitching's interesting. There's different philosophies on every coach on pitching. You know, there's a lot of people are only throwing those guys six innings and they're bringing in a reliever and they only let him throw six innings. You know, Bob Gibson, I think one of the most famous things I remember about Bob Gibson had 251 wins. He had 255 complete games. Now that doesn't happen
anymore.
No, that's right. That's not even going to happen. Yeah.
If you even get a sniff of trouble in the seventh, eighth, you're out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at complete games, either your team's so far ahead early that they can let you throw somebody through a complete game, a nine hitter the other day. You never see that, but his team won like 10-1.
Yeah, right.
They got too many guys they can throw in there, I guess.
Right. Yeah. So if you know. You know, the pitching is always going to be a problem, and if your pitchers are good, you're going to probably win a lot of games. You know?
I've always said, and I haven't heard too much about it, but if anybody west of Kearney, like a North Platte or even a smaller school, up a Lexington or a Holdridge or McCook, if they started high school baseball, I think that would make it easier for Kearney to say, all right, because then they might have a kind of a playing partner like some of the other ones. Do you come out and maybe you play a Friday, Saturday and get some games in? But that's just one of those things, and you've been around it so long that I was just interested to hear what you had to say about it. Well, buddy, we've already made it through the whole hour.
That's pretty good.
I didn't think that was even possible. It just flew right by.
Yeah, without the 10-second delay. My mom's really going to be happy.
any big Jim Langan news we need to know about before we get out of here?
Oh, none at all.
All right. All right, buddy. Let's get out of here, Jeffrey. Tomorrow, Greg Shea's going to come in and be in studio. We've got some special guests that are lined up for our Friday show. All will be out for that. But again, as we move around, a lot of stuff going on. And I appreciate everybody that comes in and helps us out with the Doug and Daddy show, because we're 3 for 3 this week. Bob Jensen, Spencer Schubert, now Jim Langan, all been good. All appreciate it. Mitch Johnson, we appreciate him joining us on the show today. The All-American at UNK in baseball and football is going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. And if you missed any of that, you can check it out on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. On Monday's program, Adam Rittenberg, Big Ten blogger for ESPN.com. It begins our coverage of the college football season. You got a prediction? How many wins for Big Red?
9.5.
Well, Adam Rittenberg will join us on Monday, and then every day until we go to Chicago, we'll preview a different team in the Big Ten. Jim, hey, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, right down the middle, folks. Remember, next time, Jimmy Langan's never missed a call, so stay off his back because it's 100 degrees out there.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.